This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. The Navajo Nation has eased COVID-19 restrictions to allow more people into businesses, gather socially, and for outdoor events. The tribe has been more cautious in reopening than the states that surround it. Residents and visitors on the Navajo Nation are still required to wear a mask in public. Tribal President Jonathan Nez says the new guidelines for businesses, schools, and gatherings are based on a consistent decline in daily COVID-19 cases since a large spike after the holidays in January. Businesses, including the tribe's four casinos, now can operate at 75% capacity, up from 50%. The Arizona Supreme Court is declining to consider a request by the Arizona Republican Party to eliminate the early voting system used by 90% of the state's voters. The court ruled Tuesday that the case did not meet the limited criteria for a lawsuit filed directly to the state's high court, but said the GOP could take its case to Superior Court. The lawsuit filed in February argued absentee voting is unconstitutional and asked the justices to get rid of it, or at least eliminate the no-excuse absentee balloting system Arizona adopted in 1991 and has steadily expanded ever since. Last February, professional women drivers took to a nearly 3-mile track near Wilcox to be put to the test in high-powered race cars. It's all part of what's known as the W Series, a Formula One support series exclusively for women that puts prospective drivers in top-level race cars to compete on a global stage. As Cronkite News' Mason Miller reports, they drive and compete for open seats in the International Series.
Corinna Camper is pursuing her racing dreams.
I've been chasing it since day one, and I missed the first shootout just by a few days.
Now, the Austrian driver stands at the starting line of one of the biggest opportunities for women in motorsport, the W Series.
It's a huge chance for me, you know, I love it.
Camper was one of 15 women selected to compete for open seats in the W Series this year. She was in Arizona in February as part of the competition.
It gives me a massive chance to show what I can do and to share my passion with the W Series.
For this 27-year-old, the W Series is a stepping stone that wasn't available to Camper earlier in her career. She says being at the Indy Motorsports Ranch in Wilcox with the series has had a big impact on her and other drivers.
I've been growing up in motorsports and, you know, it's always a bit the woman and man thing you always have. It's like women can't do what men do, and I think we should finally be there to break these rules.
The W Series is a women's only racing series, the first of its kind to compete on a world stage. In 2020, it gained the status of a Formula One support series. That validated its status as an avenue for women to progress their motorsports careers. There are hurdles in this sport, and Camper says money is one of them.
It's just everything to me. Racing is everything I ever lived and breathed for. And I had to stop because of money, which is a big thing in racing, of course.
Companies don't have big budgets for sponsoring drivers in local racing series, so many drivers fall out before realizing their potential. The W Series, however, is different.
The process of selection is one that involves a huge number of people scouring the globe and seeing what the young female drivers are doing.
That's Catherine Von Muir. She's the founder and CEO of the W Series. She says when the W Series started in 2019, they invited applicants from all over the world.
And we had probably 100, you know, fairly serious applicants. And we took 68 of those applicants through to Austria to do a 4-day test in Austria.
Now Von Muir says they're moving beyond that.
And what we want to do is find the drivers who are actually doing really interesting stuff.
Drivers who are selected receive fully paid rides in the series for 2 years.
I think it's a really cool opportunity to be able to kind of showcase women's talents, kind of so that they're in the spotlight this time.
That's 17-year-old Chloe Chambers. She's been a Formula 4 driver in the U.S. Now she says she can focus on developing her skills with the financial help through the W Series.
It gives a lot of opportunities to women who might not have had those opportunities. And yeah, I think what the series is doing is just really good for motorsport in general.
Von Muir says drivers like Chambers are selected for a variety of reasons. Many start off racing in go-karts or racing in light, small-engine, open-wheel race cars. Now the W Series gives them serious racing experience and a chance at an open seat. On the nearly 3-mile track in Wilcox, cars whined through 21 corners and hit over 120 miles per hour. Arizona and Indy Motorsports Ranch happens to be the perfect place to hold the W Series test because it hardly rains. One of the series' goals, Bonmier says, is to tap into the American audience.
We are making every effort to engage with the American audience. And the one race that we really felt a massive change was Austin, because Austin was much more open.
After their tests, Corinna Camber says the track near Wilcox has a good mix of elevation changes and speed.
Because it got really technical corners, really fast corners, and it's just really nice because all of the girls have different experiences to see where they can build up to a faster time.
The W Series left Arizona and traveled overseas where the tests wrapped up in March. Chloe Chambers was one of the drivers selected for a full-time ride in the series. Corinna Camber was not. Now the drivers hit the track alongside Formula One in Miami to officially start their 2022 season in May. I'm Mason Miller, Cronkite News.
We had help today from Eric Castellan and Mason Miller, who also produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm Talia Lopez.